لله الرحمة الواسعة.
Praises for Allah of His vast rahma.
والمنن المتتابعة.
And continuous favors.
نحمده ونشكره في كل حين.
We praise Him and thank Him in every time.
إذ خصنا بحبيبه المصطفى الأمين.
Because he gave us the distinction of receiving his beloved Al-Mustafa, the trustworthy.
Sayyidina Muhammad al-Khatim al-Nabiyyin.
Our Master Muhammad, the seal of all prophets.
ونسأله أن يصلي ويسلم عليه.
And we ask him to send blessings and peace upon him.
وعلى آله وصحبه والمحبوبين لديه.
And upon his spoken companions and those who are beloved to him.
وأن يلحقنا بهم في عافية.
And that he make us join them in a state of wellness.
ألا إن الرحمن الرحيم جمعكم بفضله.
Verily the merciful and compassionate brought you together through his beneficence.
وأوقفكم على أبواب كرمه بقوله.
He brought you to the doors of His generosity through His grace.
وَأَنَارَ قُلُوبَكُمْ بِنُورِ الْإِيمَانِ بِهِ وَبِرَسُولِهِ بِبَرَكَةِ خَاتَمِ رُسُلِهِ.
And He illuminated your hearts with the light of faith in Him and His messengers through the barakah of the seal of those messengers.
الحمد لله على هذه المنة.
Praises for Allah for these favors.
وَإِذَا جَاءَتْ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَصَمَتْ صَاحِبَهَا مِنْ كُلِّ فِتْنَةٍ.
And when Allah's mercy comes, it protects the one who receives it from every fitna, every trial.
وَدَفَعَتْ عَنْهُ كُلَّ كَلِيَّةٍ وَمِحْنَةٍ.
And it averts from him every test and trial.
وَأَلْحَقَتْ قَلْبَهُ وَنَفْسَهُ بِأَهْلِ الْقُلُوبِ وَالنُّفُوسِ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ.
And it makes his heart and soul join those people with tranquil nufus.
وَلَقَدْ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْكَوْنَ وَمَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْعَدَمِ.
Allah created this universe and all that there is, all that is therein from nothing.
فَكَانَ مَظْهَرًا مِنْ مَظَاهِرِ الرَّحْمَةِ بِهَذِهِ الْوُجُودِ عَمْدٌ.
So this was a general manifestation of mercy for this universe.
ثم له وراء ذلك رحمات.
And then after that Allah has various mercies.
لا حصر لها.
They are unlimited.
ولا عداد لأنواعها ومراتبها.
And their types and levels are innumerable.
والله يختص برحمته من يشاء.
And Allah selects with His mercy those whom He wills. And Allah is the one of magnificent
beneficence.
And He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, distinguished this type of creature called the human with a special type of
rahmah.
So He made from them the prophets and messengers, as well as the true saints, the siddiqeen, the martyrs, and the pious. And the most manifest, the clearest manifestation of the election of this human being is that Allah brought forth from them or for them the foremost of humanity. And then He has a mercy that is protecting them from punishment. And also ascending to the levels of nearness. And giving beneficence and reward. He distinguished the one who was connected to the person of this prophet with these gifts. And this was explicitly mentioned in Allah's book.
وَقَالَ لَنَا رَبُّ الْأَرْبَعِ.
The Lord of Lords said to us,
وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ.
And my mercy encompasses everything.
لَكِنْ لِمَنْ كَتَبَهَا.
However, for whom did He write this mercy?
قَالَ فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ.
And He said, I shall write it for those who have taqwa.
وَادَّعَى بَعْضُ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أَنَّهُمْ مِمَّنْ يَتَّقُونَ.
And some of the people in the book made claims that they were people of taqwa. Allah said, and they give zakah. And they are those who believe in our verses. So some of the people of the book claimed, from those who didn't believe in Muhammad, he claimed that he was one of those people described by these verses. However, Allah mentioned clearly and explicitly those whom He shows this mercy. He said, those who closely follow the messenger, the Nabi al-Ummi. Those who follow the messenger, Muhammad the Prophet, who they find written with them in the Torah and the Injil.
فكل من خالفه وانحرف عنه فلم تكتب له هذه الرحمة الخاصة.
So everyone who opposes him and deviates from his way, this special mercy is not written for him.
فإذا جاء يوم الحكم الأكبر.
So when the day of the greatest judgment comes,
عمت الحسرة كل من عن هذا النبي تأخر.
Remorse will encompass everyone who lies behind this prophet. On that day, those who disbelieve and disobey the messengers will wish that the earth would cover them up. That they were swallowed by the earth and the ground leveled over them so they didn't exist. Due to what they saw of the danger of being severed from this rahmah and deviating from its fear. And in affirmation of this mercy and of this attestation of this messenger, and that he is the door of mercy, Allah didn't only say those who disbelieve. He explicitly added, and those who disobey the messenger.
يعلم كل من عصاه أنه هو الكافر.
So that everyone knows that the ones who disobey him, that is the kafir.
حتى يتمنون أجمعين أن يقربوا من هذا الرسول ويتصلوا به.
So that they would desire one and all, hope one and all to follow this messenger and be connected to him.
قال سبحانه وتعالى ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه.
He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on the day in which the wrongdoer will bite his arm.
وذلك في يوم الحسرة.
And that is the day of remorse.
فيقطع أصابعه إصبعا إصبعا من شدة حسرة.
So he will bite off his fingers one by one out of his great remorse.
ثم يبدأ يعض كفه ويقطع.
And then he'll bite his hand until he cuts it off.
ثم يعود إلى ساعده فيقطع.
And then he'll continue to bite up his forearm.
إلى عضده.
All the way to his bicep.
ثم يعود من شدة الغيظ على اليد الأخرى.
And then to his immense rage, he'll start with the other arm.
فيصنع بها كذلك.
And he'll do the same thing.
فلا ينتهي إلا وقد رد الله الأولى كما كان.
He won't finish the second arm until Allah has returned the first arm to its initial condition.
فيتلوى طول موقفين من الحسرة من هذه اليد إلى هذه اليد.
So he will go back and forth during the whole time of standing on the day of rising from this remorse. On the day in which the wrongdoer will bite his two arms,
he'll
say, if only I, what is that that he'll hope for? After all of the illusions have vanished, and the darknesses have been lifted, and the reality has become unveiled, and they will stand before the Lord of creation. If only I had what?
Ya laytani kuntu sahib shuhrati fil la'ib al fulani.
If only I had been a famous athlete in such and such sport.
Aw kuntu ra'is li dawlat al fulani.
Or if I were the president of such and such nation.
Aw kuntu sahib al amwal al kubra fil bunuk.
Or I was some person with vast wealth in banks.
He
won't wish for any of that.
He'll
have one hope.
He
wishes he had a connection with that messenger. Entering into his sphere. Only I have taken a path with the messenger.
فما أنتم فيه من هذه الصلة غاية الأمان يوم القيامة.
So what you're in at this connection is the extent of hope on the day of rising.
الله يحفظها علينا وعليكم.
And will preserve this for us and you.
ويثبتنا عليها.
And will make us steadfast on this.
ويديمنا متصلين بها.
And may Allah make us continually connected to it.
حتى نحشر مع الرسول.
Until we're resurrected with the messenger.
يقول الطالب يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول
سبيلا. وكنت
فرحان بالعلاقات التي بينك وبين آل فلان وآل فلان. قال يا ويلتى ليتني لم اتخذ فلانا خليلا.
Happy about the relationships you have with such and such family and such and such family, and you'll say, if only, oh woe to woe is me, if only I hadn't taken so and so as a friend. And due to the experience of this reality, the best of creation endured in his invitation various types of difficulty and hardship. They shot him with arrows on the day of the Battle of Uhud. And they dug trenches and he fell into it.
حتى غاضت حلق المنفري وسط وجنتين.
To the extent that the length of his chainmail was driven into his cheek.
ثم لم تخرج إلا بسن بعض الصحابة.
And then it was not extracted except that one of the companions who did so lost his teeth.
ومن خوصها في وجه الشريف خرجت بخروج سن الصحابي معه.
So because it was so deeply driven into his cheek, that when the companion pulled out of his teeth fell out.
وَمَثَّلُوا بِأَصْحَابِهِ سَبْعِينَ رَجُلًا.
And they mutilated his companions, 70 of them were martyred.
وَمِنْ أَشَدِّ مَا أَثَّرَ عَلَيْهِ رُؤْيَتُهُ لِعَمِّهِ حَمْزَةَ.
And from the things that were most severe that he experienced was his seeing his uncle Hamza.
وَقَدْ كُبِرَتْ مَطْرًا.
And his stomach was split open. And his liver was removed. And he said, and were it not for the fright that it was caused the ladies, I would have left him in this condition so that he would be resurrected from the stomachs of the birds and the predatory beasts. And in this severe circumstance, some of the prophetic companions said, pray against him, O Messenger of Allah. So he raised his hands. And he said, O Allah, guide my people, for indeed they know not. He endured all of this. Because he knew the greatest danger if they persisted in this state of perish. He knew the intense remorse on the day of rising. He knew the greatness of the pain on that day. He knew the severity of the punishment of hell and that it can't be endured.
ولما عاين ذلك بحق اليمين هان عليه هذا التحمل كله.
And when he saw this with true certainty, حق اليقين, enduring all of this was insignificant to him.
وصبر على هؤلاء.
And he prayed for them.
وكان في سيرته.
And from his conduct was
ما طلب منه الدعاء على لوم.
It was never sought that he pray against a group of people. Except that instead of praying against them, he prayed for them.
صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. ولقد جاء بعض الصحابة يشكو له ما قابلته قبيلة دوس.
And one of the companions came to him complaining of what he had been confronted with from the tribe called Dos. And they were the tribe of Sayyidina Abi
Hurairah.
And he said, they fought us intensely and they harmed the Muslims, so pray against us. Abu Hurairah said that the Prophet raised his hand. And he said, oh, my people have perished. Allah, they'll pray against them and Allah will annihilate them. And so Abu Hurairah said, I heard him say,
Allahumma ihdi adawsan wa'di bihim muslimin.
Oh Allah, guide those and bring them as Muslims.
قال سيدنا أبو هريرة أمام الله ثلاثة أيام حتى وفد وافدهم بالإسلام إلى رسول الله.
أبو هريرة said 3 days had passed before a delegation of them came announcing their Islam.
صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. صرح الله بشأنه في القرآن.
Allah mentioned His high station specifically in the Quran.
Allah said, we
have not sent you save as a rahmat in the all of the world.
Salawatu Rabbi wa salamu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Wa lakad istadana yawman min Zayd ibn Sahna wa kan aliman min alaman min ulama al-Yahudi daynan bin Madinat al-Munawwar.
He borrowed something from Zayd ibn Sa'ana, and he was one of the theologians of the Jews in Medina
al-Munawwarah.
And he wrote a specific term in which he would repay the debt. And prior to the end of that term, by 3 days, he came to him in the masjid.
أمام جمع من أصحاب.
And this was in front of a group of his companions.
هدنا منهم وجرد ثوبه الذي عليه رداءه وكان عليه رداء غليظ أثر في رقبته حتى أحمرت من شدة جلده.
So then when he came, he yanked him by his rida, and it was coarse material, so it made a mark on his neck.
وقال أدني دين الذي عندك يا محمد.
And he said, give me what you owe me, O Muhammad.
أما عرفتم يا بني هاشم إلا بطلا.
And we haven't known you, O Bani Hashim, except people that don't honor their agreements.
واختزت قلوب الصحابة لما يصنع بنفسهم أمامهم.
So the hearts of the companions were shaken by what was happening to the Prophet right in front of them.
وقام سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب.
So سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب stood up.
لا تصنع هذا برسول الله على مرأة منه.
He said, you're doing this to Allah's messenger without watching you.
إذن لي يا رسول الله أن أضرب عنقه.
Oh messenger of Allah, let me chop off his head.
فتبسم النبي.
So Allah's messenger smiled.
وقال كنت أنا وهو إلى غير هذا أحوج منك يا عمر.
And he said, he and I were in more need of other than that from you, Umar.
أن تأمرني بحسن الأداء وتأمره بحسن الطلب.
He said, you tell me to repay the debt in a good manner and order him to request his debt, to request repayment in a good way.
واعلم أنه بقي من موعد الدين ثلاثة أيام لم يحلفا.
And know that the term of the debt, the debt being due, 3 days remain, not yet due.
ولكن خذه الآن يا عمر.
He said, however, Omar, take it now and repay it.
وَأَعْطِهِ دَيْنَهُ كَامِلًا.
And give him his repayment in full.
وَزِدْهُ 20 صَاعًا مَكَانَ مَا رَوَّحْتَ.
And give him 20 saws, like 40-some liters in replacement, in exchange for your having terrified him.
وَهَوَى عُمَرْ تَبَعًا لِمَا جَاءَ بِهِ
النَّبِيُّ. And the inclination of Omar, Omar's desire, followed what the Prophet said something wrong.
فَتَوَجَّهَ ووزن له دينه وزاده 20.
So he went and he measured what the Prophet said to him owed him and he gave him 20 more.
يقول قال خذ هذا زدك على حق عمر ان رسول الله خذ.
And he said, take this beyond what you're owed. Allah's Messenger told us to give you this.
قال يا عمر.
And he said, oh Umar,
إني قرأت صفة النبي في التوراة عندك.
And he said, Verily, I read the description of the Prophet in the Torah that is with us. So I found all of the attributes that were mentioned in him. Except there were two attributes that I had. So I tested them in him and I found them today. One of them was clemency or forbearance. And that intense ignorance that he has shown only increases him in forbearance. So I deliberately treated him this way today until I was certain that he was allowed
to
come. All of this money is a charity for the Muslim. And I'm going to embrace Islam at his hand. Said, stretch forth your hand and I bear witness that there is no God but Allah and that you are Allah's messenger. And the one who described him in the Quran spoke the truth. So through mercy from Allah, you are gentle towards them. And were you to be harsh and hard-hearted, they would have dispersed from about you. So pardon them. And seek forgiveness for them. And seek their counsel in the affair. So that was how he remained, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
برحمته العظيمة يرحم الله به العباد.
So through his magnificent mercy, Allah continued through him to show mercy to his servants.
لما كان في غزوة بني المصطلق,
during the battle of بني المصطلق,
تكلم بعض المهاجرين والأنصار.
Some of the Muhajirin and the Ansar, the migrants and the aides, the helpers spoke. And Abdullah bin Ubayy got angry. He said, when we return to Medina this time, the uppermost will drive out the lowermost. And the news of him saying this began to circulate among the people. And some of the believers heard this and they conveyed, they told the Prophet. So then he summoned him. And he said, I didn't say that I wouldn't say something like this. I'd never do that. He's lying. So then this believer was in very difficult circumstances. And he said, he lied, O Messenger of Allah. So he accepted his excuse in the outward, and what was apparent, and he left him alone. So then Allah revealed the verse exposing him, saying, they say that when we return to Medina, the uppermost will drive out the lowermost. And all izzah belongs to Allah, and to his messenger, and to the believers. However, the hypocrites do not know. So Sayyidina Umar came. And he said, O Messenger of Allah, this one was mistreating you with this, with what he said. Won't you allow us to kill him? He said, no, O Umar. So then his son, Abdullah, the son of Abdullah bin Ubayy, and he was a believer. He said, O Messenger of Allah, he said, if anyone, if you would wish anyone to kill my father, then command me to do so. He said, I'll kill him. And he said, because verily I've been a very good son to him. And I fear that if someone other than me kills him, that then my heart will be shaken if I see someone killing my father. And I will be destroyed. However, with my own hand I'll kill him. He said, rather will be excellent in keeping his company and being his neighbor as long as he's among us. So then they returned.
To
the extent that the Prophet ﷺ took a long march with the people. So that the people would stop talking about that affair. So then he distracted them with taking a long journey. So that the unnecessary talk would stop.
فلما وصل المدينة
so then when he reached the Medina
وقف عبد الله بن عبد الله
عبد الله بن عبد الله سرع
لما أراد أبوه يدخل أمسكه
so then when his father wanted to enter Medina stopped him
ألا تدخل المدينة حتى يأذن رسول الله
and he said you may not enter Medina until Allah's messenger gives you permission
أنا ولدي تمنعني
And he said, my son, you're going to permit me from
entering?
And he said, I am your son and I've lived at your service. However, Allah's messenger is more dear than you. I swear by Allah, you won't enter until he gives you permission. So then he sent for permission. He said, my son has stopped me until you give me permission. So then he sent a message to Allah.
فقال أما وأجد أدين رسول الله فنعم لكن فرد راسك وكل تنتسح فرد راسك أنت الأذان ورسول الله
العزيز He said now that Allah's messenger has given permission then you can come however lower your head and stoop beneath my sword so that you know that you're the lowermost and Allah's messenger is uppermost
غيرة الإيمان
and that was the protectiveness of faith
فلما توفي أبوه جاء يشفر في من نبي
So then when his father died, he came seeking mercy from the Prophet. And he sought something from him. So then Allah's messenger gave him his shirt, his cloak. So that he could shroud him therein. Out of mercy from him. And also out of concern for the feelings of the son.
Allah's
messenger
was his gift دخل إليه بعد غزوة بدر وهب بن عمير ليقتله.
And after the battle of Badr, Wahb bin Umair came to try to assassinate him.
فقد جلس يوما وهو وصفوان في الحجر عند الكعبة.
And he and Safwan, Wahb and Safwan sat in the hijr of the Kaaba one day.
ليس معهما أحد.
There was no one other than the two of them.
فقال وهب لولا دين علي وعيال لي لذهبت حتى أقتله.
So Wahb said, were it not for a debt that I have and my dependents, I would go kill Muhammad.
فاغتنمها صفوان.
So Safwan took advantage of the opportunity.
قال يا وهب دينك دين علي.
He said, Oh Wahb, your debt is on me.
أنا أمضيه كله.
Said, I'll pay it in its entirety. And your dependents are my dependents. I'll support them until I die.
He said,
to go and kill Muhammad. He said, if this is the case and you've taken and you've come to the made this agreement, then remain silent and don't inform anyone. So then he went and sharpened his sword and poisoned it. And then he went and traveled to Medina. So when he first went to Medina, Sayyidina Umar bin al-Khattab saw him. He said, that's an evil face.
He
said, I don't believe he came for any good. So then he took him and the two of them went into the mosque.
So
the Prophet ﷺ saw him. And he said, free them. So then he released him and he went to the Prophet. And his sword was with him, poisoned, sharpened, and having been treated with poison.
ويقول بنفس هذه الفرصة أضربه ضربة واحدة.
And then he said to himself, this is the opportunity, I'll strike him a final blow.
فقال النبي ما جاء بك إلى وهب.
And so the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, what brought you a وهب?
قال أخاطبكم في ابن لي عندكم في الأسرى يفتديه وأخرجه من الأسرى. And he said, I wanted to talk to you about a son of mine who fell into the was captured so that you can release him. And he said, so what about the sword? He said, if you came to talk to me about ransoming your son, why do you have a sword? So then he answered, and he said, oh, there's no good in swords. They didn't avail us at all on the day of Bedim. He said, what brought you? He said, I brought my son so that I could ransom him. He said, tell me the truth, what? So then he swore to oath, you only came for that. He said, no. He said, no, you and Safwan is God. We guarantee you that he takes responsibility for your death. Kill me. And Allah was prevention from that. So the man was shaken. And he said, I swear by Allah, there wasn't anyone else with us in the
Hijra.
And no one informed you except Allah.
أنت رسول الله.
You're the one who your Allah is known.
And
he said, stretch out your
hand.
So look at the mercy he showed for the one who came wanting to kill him. And he brought him from darkness to light, from disbelief to Islam, from the fire to paradise. And if any governor had captured him, captured someone who wanted to assassinate him, he would consider him a war criminal and punish him severely. However, Muhammad is Allah's mercy. So Safwan used to say to the people of Mecca that news will come to you from Medina that will make you forget the pain of what happened to your Bedouin. And the day passed and he said, Safwan, where's the news? So then they began to anticipate someone coming from Medina. And they said, is there any news? They said, no. So some travelers came to Medina. And they said, is there any news? They said, there's nothing. And he said, what happened to Wahab? They said, the embrace of them. And he said, no, Allah wouldn't embrace
Islam.
And he embraced Islam and his father Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
And this is how he continued to be.
Aslamat Umamah ibn Qutal.
Umamah ibn Qutal embraced Islam.
وقصته إسلامي أنه كان خارجا يريد العمرة.
And the story of his Islam is that he was traveling, trying to go for Umrah.
وصادف سرية من المؤمنين فأسروه.
So one of the missions of the believers of the Prophet sent out, they captured him.
وهم لا يعرفون.
And they didn't know who he was.
وهو من أشد الكفار حربا على النبي والصحابة.
And he was one of the most intense of the disbelievers in his war against the Prophet and the companions.
حتى وصلوا به إلى المدينة.
And so they brought him to Medina.
لما رآه النبي عرفه.
So when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saw him, he knew who he was.
فأتدرون من أسرته؟
And they said, do you know who you've captured?
كان هذا ثمامة بن هتاب.
That's ثمامة بن هتاب. And he said, that's the one who's making these intense wars upon us and leading armies against us. And he said, that's him. So we're not killing all those messengers. He said, no.
Yet Umama Adjin.
He said, oh, Umama, will you embrace Islam?
Allah.
He said, no, Muhammad. He said, then I'll keep him in the mosque.
ربطوه
بحاجة.
ووكلوا به من يربطه لأجل حاجته.
and humble. Find someone to take him in order to relieve himself. And then bring him his food and drink. So then he entered the mosque. And in the mosque he saw the companions of the Prophet. Hearts that were in surrender. Returning to Allah, repentance and submission. Those are the people of guidance and truth. However, he still had an obstinance in his ego. And then he heard the adhan of Sayyidina Bilal. And he hear the adhan of As-Salah. He see the companions form the rows. And Allah's messenger come in. Like he was the full moon. Stand before them, and he'd say, Allahu Akbar,
Allah.
So his heart was full and shaken. He said, this alone is the truth. And see, however, he said, he thought to himself, I'm one of the leaders, I will never embrace Islam in captivity. And the people would believe that I embrace Islam out of fright and fear. So then the second prayer came, and the third. And during the night, he'd see one of the companions crying, standing in prayer, another one prostrate, another one bowing. And the Prophet ﷺ came out and led them in the Fajr prayer. So then he came to him at the pillar. And he said, won't you embrace Islam or the
Muslim?
He said, if you kill me, you kill someone upon whom there is blood. And if you excuse me, you'll do so for someone who is
great.
So then the Prophet ﷺ left him for a second and third day. Until he saw that his heart had been filled. He said, release the man. And he said, O Messenger of Allah, how can we release this great enemy? And he said, free him. So they
finished.
So then he went in the direction of Qadir and cleaned himself and made ablution and returned to the masjid. He said, stretch out your hand. And I swear by Allah, nothing prevented me from saying it while I was still in captivity, except that they would say, I embrace Islam out of fear. And so they said, your brother in religion has understood. Excuse me, he said, teach your brother in religion. He spent a period of days sitting and learning and understanding the Quran. And the day in which he embraced Islam, what did he say? He said, O Messenger of Allah, no face was more loathsome to me than your face, and your face has now become the most beloved face to me. And no city was more loathsome to me than your city, and now your city has become the most beloved of towns to me. He was even infatuated with the earth or the town in which the Prophet ﷺ lived. Some of the people of love said, I love
Tayyiba.
And those who dwell within Tayyiba, within Medina. And I am passionately long for the earth in which my masters walk.
كان سيدنا مالك لا يركب دابة في المدينة.
And Sayyidina Imam Malik, he wouldn't ride when he was in Medina.
هل أستحي أن أطاع بحافظ دابة دبة ترددت فيها جبريل بالوحي على رسول الله وما جاء فيها رسول الله.
He said, I'm ashamed to trample with the hoof of my animal
earth in which Allah's Messenger, excuse me, which Jibreel frequented bringing revelation to Allah's Messenger. And then Thumama sought permission from Allah's Messenger to go to Umrah. And he offered him, he gave him permission and prayed for
him.
So then he was making tawaf, and Abu Jahl saw him, and he appeared, he grew acting like the Muslims. And he said, what is this, O Thumama? He said, have you apostated and followed Muhammad? He said, rather I surrendered to Allah and followed the truth and guidance. And he said, how would this proceed from you? And he said,
silent.
He said, I swear by Allah, not one grain will come to you from the land called Tihama until Allah's Messenger gives permission. Yamama.
كان أهل مكة لا طعام عندهم وإنما يأتيهم الطعام من أرض اليمن.
So the people of Mecca, they didn't have any grain of their own, and their grain would come from Yemen.
لما رجع ثمامة إلى قومه قال لا يبيع أحد على أهل مكة شيء.
So when Thumama returned to his people, he said, no one sell anything to the people of Mecca.
فاشتد عليهم الجوع.
So then their hunger became severe.
فكيف يصنعون؟
So what would they do? They wrote a letter to the Prophet. They're the ones who lied to
him.
And they showed him enmity. And they mistreated
him.
And drove him from his home. And they fought him. And then they go to him in refuge.
فَتَبُوا يَا مُحَمَّدٌ تَبْرِحْتَ بِالْمَكَارِ مُصِبَتِ الْأَرْحَامِ وَهَوْلَ أَرْحَامُكُ بِمَكَّةَ تَطَعْ عَلَيْهِمْ جُمَامَ الطَّعَامِ فَتْبُرْهُمْ فَيُرْجِرْهُ لَنَا.
So they wrote him and said, O Muhammad, you were sent with virtuous character and maintaining bonds of kinship, and those of your relatives in Mecca and Thumama cut off their grain, so order them to lift the embargo.
فَلَمَا وَصَلْ كِتَابِ لَرَسُولِ اللَّهِ كَتَبْ إِلَى ثُمَامَ أَنْ
So then when his letter reached Allah's Messenger, he wrote a letter, he corresponded with the Mama to lift the embargo for the people of Mecca. He said, so an economic boycott is not an embargo as part of the Sunnah of Allah's Messenger. So who knows human rights? People of the 20th century who have their embargoes or Allah's Messenger. So we need that they need to learn in our school. And those who are connected to Muhammad, there are no need for anyone other than him. However, many of his followers have forgotten his greatness. They forgot his sublime station. They forgot his status with his Lord. They have been ignorant or heedless of who Muhammad is. He is the one who speaks not from his own desire. He is the mercy to all beings. He said, verily I am only a gift of mercy.
صلوات ربي وسلام عليه ورزقنا الله كمال محبته إن الله برحمته جمع
الله through his mercy gathered you
وفقه بالصلاة على نبي
and enabled you to send صلاة on his brother
ولكم بكل واحد من الله عشر صلوات ورحمة
for each of these you have from Allah 10 صلوات
الحمد لله على ذلك الحمد لله على ذلك وفر الله حظه من الرحمة.
Allah gave you a great portion of mercy.
من شأن الرحمة أن ترحم أنفسكم.
From the dictates of mercy is that you show yourselves.
لا تمر بكم الأيام منقطعين عن الله ورسوله.
Don't let days pass you by and you're cut off from Allah and His Messenger. Because of leaving an obligation, or doing some forbidden thing, or mistreating parents, or severing ties of kinship, or mistreating any person, or even mistreating any animal wrongfully, show mercy to yourselves. Allah's mercy is close in your
good.
Verily Allah's mercy is
good.
And show mercy to your family. Show mercy to your children. Show mercy to your household. By teaching them, instructing them. By refining them. By concern for them, following the Mustafa. The one who said, the best of you is the one who is best in his family. And I am the best in my family. And due to the youthfulness of Sayyidina Aisha, one day she became angry. So he said, spoke to her, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she still wasn't satisfied. So she said, have someone be a moderator between you and I. And she said, my father Abu Bakr. He said, what an excellent father your father is. So then he summoned Sayyidina Abu Bakr. He said, so listen from me and from Aisha. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr came. So he sat, so he said, shall you start or shall I? So she said, you begin, but only speak the truth. So the defense by virtue of defensiveness due to his faith was stirred in the heart of
Allah.
So then he stand up and he stood up and he smacked her. And he said, oh, enemy of her own self, would Allah's messenger speak anything other than the truth?
And
then the Prophet stood up and held Abu Bakr. And then she got behind the Prophet for protection.
So
he became her guard. We didn't call you for this. He said, this is just the young lady. I wanted you to deal with her from her reason with her so that she would overcome what she was feeling. What was in the heart of Aisha at the point. And then she saw that he was the one who was most merciful to her. And he was the most compassionate to her. And there is no one more merciful than him towards Allah's servants. He's a mercy to both of us.
يا أجلبت تشرب من إناء فبعد عليها الماء فقام بنفسه وأصفى لها
A cat came to drink from a bucket and the water was too far down, so he tilted it so that she could drink.
فرآه بعض أهله وهو مثل الإناء يفر.
So one of his family saw, the members of his household saw him giving the water to his cat. And he said, you'll do this to this animal? He said, yes. And he said, she's not filled. She's from the ones that circulate in her homes.
فَلَوْ أَرَدْتَ أَن تَشْرَبَ مِمَّا نَسِّدْبِي مَعَ اللَّهِ وَالْغُرْبِ مِنْهُ فَصَحُبَ عَلَيْكَ سَيُسْكِرَ.
And if you truly wish to drink from the water of being true to Allah and having adab with Him, if it's difficult for you, He'll assist you in drinking. Will He show mercy to a cat and not show you mercy if you're a believer? And you love Him?
بل رحمة جميل.
He was even merciful to inanimate objects.
A palm trunk that was in his mosque. It longed for him and cried. So he went to it. He was on the minbar delivering the sermon.
وكان قبله في الجمعة الماضية يخطب بجانب الجذعية السند إليه.
And just the previous week, on the previous Juma, he delivered his khutbah next to the pillar, the palm trunk, leaning against it.
فلما ابتدأ يخطب على المنبر حملت.
So then, when he began to deliver his khutbah on the minbar, the palm trunk began to cry and long for him.
لم يطلب الجعدة أثرها.
It could not endure the distance of just a few cubits, just a few yards. It was comforted by proximity to his body and by the touch of his hand. And now it left him just a few cubits. And it could not bear that. It couldn't endure that. So it longed for him intensely until the sound of his crying dominated the mosque. So the companions couldn't hear his voice due to the crying of his
uncle.
And due to the intensity of his crying, it almost split. So he left the minbar and went to it. So then he went to it and he held it against himself. So gradually his crying began to subside. And the companions say we compared it to a child that was crying and its mother held it until it gradually she comforted it. One of the companions said, so I looked about the mosque to the left and right. And so there was none of the companions of Allah's messenger except that his head was between his legs crying. They saw the longing of his palm tree. So their souls longed. So they all began to cry. So then when the palm trunk went silent, the Prophet placed his ear against it. And then he placed his mouth against it. And then he put his ear on it again. And then he put his mouth to it again. And then his ear again. So then he went back to his
khutbah.
And then he said, verily this palm trunk yearned and cried because what the dhikr had left it.
وإني خيرته بين أن يعود نخلة في الدنيا أو يكون معي في الجنة فاختار أن يكون في الجنة.
I gave the choice to go to return to being a living palm tree again in this world or to be with me in Jannah, and it chose Jannah.
لأنه هناك لا يفارق حبيبي.
Because there it will never be his habib.
كان سيدنا الحسن البصري إذا ذكر هذا الحديث يبكي. ويقول أيها الناس خشبة حني رسول الله ألسنا أولى بالحنين إليه؟
So when Hassan al-Basri mentioned this tradition, he would cry and he'd say, oh people, a palm trunk longed for Allah's messenger, aren't you more deserving of longing for him?
وإن كان رحيما إذن فخرج إليه من المنبر.
So if you showed mercy to a palm trunk and left his minbar for him, if your heart truly longed for him, he would come to you. Would he not show mercy to a palm trunk and not show mercy to one a believer in him? Allah gave us to truly long for him. Allah gave us perfect love for him. Allah, make our portion of this mercy bow. Give us our portion of this mercy.
Expedite
our portion of this mercy. Show mercy through
him.
Show mercy through
him.
Show mercy through him to the people of our time. Show us mercy through him at the time of our death. Show mercy
for us in the time in which we're placed in our graves. Show mercy to us on the day of
resurrection.
Show mercy through and for us on the day of
resurrection.
Merciful and forgiving. It's there in front of that he said to you one day. He said, "Oh my Lord, why don't you make the judgment of my ummah on the day of rising for me?" And he said, "So you said to me, why, O Muhammad?" And he said, "So that they are not disgraced before the other nations." So you said to him, "O Rahman." He said, "Rather, I will make your judgment upon me so that they're not disgraced before you."
Allahumma arhamna bihi rahmatan
wasi'atan. Through him, show us that mercy.
Arhamna bihi al-maratib
al-rahma. Raise us to the elevated station.
Ya arhamar rahimin. Ya arhamar rahimin. Ya arhamar rahimin. Rahma lil-muslimin fi kitabihim wa limukabbirihim. للمسلمين في المشارق والمغارب واسعه كبيره تدفع عنهم البنان تدفع عنهم المحال تدفع عنهم المصارف تجمع حاجتهم ولم حاجاتهم تشفي بها مرضاهم تعافي بها مبتلاهم تصلح لهم ظاهرهم وخباياهم يا ربنا يا مجيب
والسلام والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.